Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me.
841 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. It is 72 degrees. I'm Chris Miller.
I'm Ashley Watts.
And you can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, CN2, Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live. And we're having some fun in studio today because we have our friends from the town of Fort Mill in the house, Chris Sardelli and Jacona Hester. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Chris. You get to bat leadoff because Jacona's got the fun stuff to talk about. What is going on in the town of Fort Mill?
Well, we've had a lot going on recently, and there's so many projects happening. And the first one I was going to tell you about was something that happened last night. It was our fire department apparatus ceremony. And what that was, which some people are wondering, what the heck is the apparatus?
I literally was about to say, what is that?
We had two new trucks that we welcomed into the fire department fleet last night officially at Fire Station 1. And they were Ladder 1 and Engine 3. And Ladder 1 was something we actually bought about 4 years ago. Sure. It's how long it takes sometimes to construct a brand new fire truck. This is a ladder truck. It's 105-foot aerial truck. So I've seen the ladder go all the way up, and it's pretty amazing. Wow. But that will definitely help with rescue scenarios and emergency response. And then Engine 3 was another partially custom-built engine that will help add to the fleet. So last night they did a couple traditional things. They did a wheel wedding, which I had never seen before, but that goes back to the history of firehouses. But they literally took a fire hose and wet down the wheels, and then they had the community come in and help push. They prayed over the two trucks, and then they helped push both of them in one by one into the station. So it was a great time.
We've also got the operations center, got the renderings revealed for that.
That's going to be very interesting as well. We've been waiting for a nice place for our utilities and public works vehicles.
It's going to be incredible, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great. I don't know if people have seen the renderings online, but it's a very nice area. It's going to have covered parking for all of our larger vehicles, like trash trucks and other other big utilities like vehicles, and that's going to be at the corner of Banks Road and Sparkling Brook Parkway.
Plus, we got the community center continue to be revitalized.
Yes. If people have followed our social media, they might have seen that we did a little video tour of the community center a couple weeks ago. So our assistant project manager took us on a tour, and that one's going to be really nice. If people remember, that's the old Banks Street gym.
Yeah.
That's out of Fort Mill Community Center. And when it's all said and done, it's going to have classroom space, meeting rooms for the community. It's going to have a 2,000 square foot activity room and tip and rollaway bleachers. They're going to redo the whole ceiling in the basketball court, and they'll have space for volleyball, basketball, pickleball. So it's going to be a great addition.
While we're talking revitalization, construction, what's the latest on the council chambers?
I was just finding out a little bit more about that. That is underway. It's actually almost done.
Good.
About a month away.
Okay.
It's going to fit about 130 people in there. It's going to have a nice dais, which is the desk that the council members sit at. It'll have room for 9 people up there. And they're trying to do callbacks with the wood and the architecture in there to the original Springs buildings. It's going to have some cherry wood, and it looks really nice. And they're going to have just a lot of good meeting space that'll be permanent. Because right now they've been in the bottom floor of our town hall at 205 North White Street, which was more of a temporary setting, but this one will be really nice. So hoping in maybe another month or two, that will open up for council meetings.
And we got Millstone Park closed temporarily.
Yes, so that is a another exciting project for our parks and recreation. If people have been to Millstone Park, a lot of our playgrounds had mulch surfaces. They're going to replace that with a rubberized surface.
Oh, those are better.
Those are way better for safety. And I think that's
upkeep too.
Yes. Oh, much easier because when you have a rain, that mulch can wash away. So coming up soon, it's going to be closed for about a week. That'll be starting next Monday for just between 7 and 10 days. That park will be closed. But we just invite the public to use some of our other parks, like Walter Elijah Park, which is just down the street. And it'll be great once it's open.
And finally, you got the CATS Bus Route 82X survey that's come out.
That is something that the town of Fort Mill is just kind of seeking information about from the public. If people have been hearing that in the news, Rock Hill was discontinuing its bus route from Rock Hill to Charlotte. Fort Mill is just asking people for their input. Have they ridden that bus route before? Would they consider using it? Just to find out more information. So if you go to our social media or our website, which is fortmillsc.gov, or we're on Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, Nextdoor, we've put the survey link up there. So that'll be open until June 30th.
Okay, so they have until June 30th.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Jaconna, you're going to tell us about all the fun stuff happening on the 4th of July.
I know we have a lot of exciting things coming up. On Friday, July 3rd, from 6 to 9:30 p.m., we will have our Independence Day celebration. It's at the Fort Mill Amphitheater at Walter Elijah Park. We'll kick off the evening with the American Bombshells, which is a ladies group. They travel around the country singing patriotic music, but they also do a show that'll be doing their show from 6 to 7 with a little country and a little rock and roll as well. Okay. And then at 7 p.m., we're having the Spirit of America show, and that is done by Sigmund Theatrical. It'll have lots of patriotic characters and raving entertainment and just a celebration around our nation's birthday. And then at 7:30 p.m., we will have our ceremony with our town council and our Strawberry Queens. We'll have special music during that with the American Bombshells again, national anthem. We'll be presenting the flag, all of that good stuff, and special remarks from town council and other special guests. And then we end our evening with the Carolina Troubadours.
Let's go.
At 8 o'clock.
90s country, that's me.
Yeah, 90s country, George Strait tribute band there. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then at 9:15, we'll have our fireworks show. And we're adding a little extra this year since it is our nation's 250th. So just an exciting night. We'll have lots of food vendors and then different arts and crafts and businesses and nonprofits as well. And we are actually going to have a historical area out there. You'll be able to step into history a little bit. We'll have a small encampment. We're going to have different sessions at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. that evening with learning about cannons and musket firing and all of that fun stuff to learn some history. We'll have SC250 giveaways in that area. We'll have our town tent area with fun giveaways and games. So just a fun night celebrating our nation's 250th.
And then the next morning, one of my favorite things the town of Fort Mill does every year, firing of the cannons. That is the following day, 10 a.m. on July 4th.
Yes, that is such a fun event. It's our 54th annual firing of the cannons. The Short family has been doing this cannon firing for us for 53 of those years, which is an amazing thing as well. And we're adding a few extra elements to our event this year. We're going to be having a processional down Main Street to kick off the event. That's going to be led by Fort Mill High School Band. They're going to have a fife and drum.
Okay.
We'll have a little musket firing team that will be behind them. And then the American Legion will be following down Main Street as well during that procession. And then during our ceremony, we have town council. They'll be sharing remarks. Our Strawberry Queens, the American Bombshells will be performing during that. We have Billy Fox, which is Riverview Elementary School. He just retired from being the music director there for a very, very long time. So he is going to be singing. He's been a part of our event for many years as well. And We have just other different features. We're going to have the actual reading of the Declaration of Independence. We're going to have a little history about the cannons. And then we will end with the cannon firing, of course, that morning. So it's just an exciting, exciting day.
It's the best part. Like I was saying before, and it's something I love to go see before I go do the rest of the stuff. It's a great kickoff to your 4th of July. You know, a lot of places focus 4th of July in the evening. It's great that this is in the morning so people can still get to, if there's other stuff they want to do with family, barbecues, that type of stuff. Yeah. Great. Finally, we have the farmer's market now going on through Halloween.
Yes, yeah, through the end of October, every Saturday at Veterans Park, 106 North White Street, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., you can get all your local produce. We have meats, coffee, we have olive oils, honey, you name it, it's out there. Also with lots of arts and crafts vendors as well. It's just a great way to support local.
I love that. We were talking about strawberries earlier, but what I love is a homegrown tomato.
Yes, like and we are about to get those. The cold weather's set them back a little bit, but they are about to come in, and they're very excited.
There's no substitute for a homegrown tomato on a sandwich. That's something good right there. That's a BLT you'll remember, so that's exciting. That's fun.
Of course, we've been speaking with Chris Todell and Jaconna Hester with the town of Fort Mill. Guys, looking forward to a great summer in Fort Mill.
Yes.
Thank y'all so much. 852 on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.